Welcome to Newsbox. It is Wednesday, the 6th of December.
The 6th of December.
What's that mean?
It's the date.
It's not very good and it's not spontaneous. Do you want to talk about advent calendars again?
No.
We've just been interrupted. I mean, it's into recording, so we were doing word by word a Gus Van Sant version of remake of the previous Newsbox, but we'll stop now. Yeah. What's the news?
The news is... lots of people have banned baubles in the workplace, but the Sun is fighting back by printing lots of pictures of Christmas trees and baubles, saying, fuck everybody who's PC, we're going to have a Christmas tree.
I'm sure you didn't used to have a Christmas tree in your workplace, you know, say 30 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Would you have had Christmas trees in the workplace? A Christmas tree is something that you have at home, isn't it?
It is.
For me,
I mean,
I'm not bothered about seeing Christmas trees in the workplace. I like a good Christmas window in a shop. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm not bothered.
To be honest, it just kind of gets in the way a bit. So I'm not keen on it for here. If it was in a big office with lots of people, then it might be quite jolly.
I would like some snowflakes on the window that I've cut out of circles of paper.
Yeah, and you did make a Christmas tree about 6 weeks ago, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
That's been binned.
It wasn't actually a Christmas tree. It was just a tree.
But it was covered in snow.
No, it wasn't.
And it was a fir tree.
It was a fir tree, yeah. There's a tree at King's Cross.
I suppose the point is, it's not banned because people think it gets in the way. It's been banned because
people think it's
offensive to the veiled Muslims of this world.
Yeah, because you don't put any decoration up for Rogan Josh, do you? Or Yom Kippur. This is the big news. Apparently Britain is plunging into debt crisis. Again!
Fucking stupid bastards.
That's what we always say.
Yeah.
Quite interesting though, HSBC have written off £96 million in bankruptcy and insolvencies in the first 6 months of 2006.
Yeah, wait, I don't think they should pin that because it just makes you think, oh, well, they'll just write it off. Fuck it.
Yeah. Apparently bad debts have climbed 27% in the first half of this year. So... but tell you who's paying for it. Muggins here.
Really?
Well, you know, we're paying with bank charges and increased interest rates. We're paying for all the fuckers who just got into debt and went, oh, right off. It's tempting though, isn't it? Got a big spree.
If I knew I got a year left, I'd just go sod it.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah, definitely.
Don't care.
Oh, I've got something to tell you. Well, Dr. Ragup says you've only got a year left.
Did he?
Yeah.
Tricked you out, my doctor's a female.
A Doctor Who fan has made a Dalek that he can sit inside, complete with a voice box, to scare away rowdy students from his streets. He's in York, which is interesting, because I was a student in York. I don't know where he lives, possibly somewhere near where I used to live.
Were you a very rowdy student?
I was very rowdy, me. I was always singing in the streets. So you can take that song.
Putting your tiny little arms in the air.
The extraordinary thing about this guy, he spent 8 months making the Doctor Who thing. It's £1,000. He's now going to use it to squirt water in the city centre because it's fun. But he's 22 years old and he's taught it to say, I don't like students, you will be accepted. What kind of 22-year-old fuddy-duddy would do that? It's extraordinary. I'm not saying he doesn't love students because he's 22.
I think he might be autistic.
There's something wrong with him. I mean, really, though.
What he should do is go to technical college.
He should, yeah. So they can make all sorts. Maybe he should get a job on Doctor Who.
Pete Doherty.
What's he been up to?
He's done a murder this time. Mark Blanco, 30, mysteriously fell from a balcony after being in a row... rowdy with Pete Doherty and then getting into a physical fight with him. So he's been questioned.
Isn't that recent?
Yeah, the other day. You know what? He'll probably get off with it.
Interestingly, that headline, Pete's Death Plunge Probe.
Yeah.
On the... Pete Doherty's not an actor, has he? Mm-hmm. It says on the stands, the Evening Standard today, it says actor in Death
Plunge. It was an actor that plunged to his death.
So the guy, this is the same guy or is it another... same guy.
It's the same guy. It's okay. Just one person dead.
Oh, no, yeah, I thought there might have been another one, I didn't know. I never heard of him. What's he been in, The Bill? Has he played...
Matt Topienko's brother.
Is he?
Yeah. You know the radioactive substance that's been... They've been finding it all been found in Arsenal.
What's the...
On the stadium.
That's their new one, isn't it? This is weird. A lipstick and a pound coin containing retractable blades have been found. But look at the time. How big a blade are you going to get in a retractable blade and get in a pound coin? It's tiny. What are you going to do with that? If someone threatened me with that, I wouldn't be very scared.
Would you not?
Well, no, because it's you're not going to get much purchase on it because it's only on a. It's just coming out of a pound coin.
If you could cut it,
it's only going to be like self-harming. It's not going to be. They're not going to get through much flesh for that. Lipstick one does look frightening.
They could jab it in your eye, they could slice a bit of your tit off, they could give you
one of those
smiles. What do you call it? Chelsea smile?
No.
A Cheshire smile?
No.
Sherry Blair smile?
Yeah. Jordan's pregnant.
Yes.
That's nice. Isn't
Good
it?
Luck, Jordan.
Good luck.
Hope it stays inside you.
This time, don't wear, go and do Eurovision while you're heavily pregnant in a rubber outfit.
Or do, because that's why we love you. Girls allowed a skint.
Why? Is it because they haven't had any hits?
The five girls own a company called Tapeview, and they all own 20% of the shares. Apparently they've got just over 14 grand.
Does the ginger one have 19% because she's ginger?
No. Rather racist of you. there's only 14.5 grand in the bank because they just keep taking money out. Nicola admitted, I spend my money on shit, stupid things I don't really need, like brown hair dye. She doesn't need it.
Well, I like that. What's the point in live for today? That's what I say. Like the girls allowed way. Moonbase 2024. After Stephen Hawking said we need to start populating the moon, NASA said, yeah, let's populate the moon. Apparently, it looks like it's made of Lego.
The sun have got a picture of it here. They've drawn on some clangers and Wallace is...
clangers are gorgeous, aren't they?
I love a clanger. And Wallace and Gromit.
And there's a copy of The Police is Walking on the Moon, on the moon.
Yeah. There's a little kind of dragon and some cheese.
Oh, well, the Metro have taken it a bit more seriously. Just printed the picture as is, but they do say it looks like Lego.
Yeah.
So, in 2 years' time, or 2.5, let's say, first tests were made on spaceships.
There's a sign here saying dark side of the moon this way.
The first manned test will be in 2014, but there'll be no landing. 2020... first flight of the four astronaut crew to the moon, and they're going to build the house, and by 2024, not very far, but they'll be living on the moon.
Pretty exciting. What I'm interested to know is, although there's no kind of decent atmosphere there,
the TARDIS!
Is there a way of, if they take loads of stuff up there and plant it, will a fake... can we make an ecosystem?
Tell you what they're going to start with. A bit of cress.
Cress.
Yeah.
We could, actually, should we start sending them some cress?
Start sending them seeds.
Because, I mean, I'm sure everybody should kind of send them stuff, really, to kind of provide, you know...
To help.
To help create a new world. A whole new world for all of us. So maybe...
A whole new world!
Maybe we should, let's send them NASA some crash scenes.
Okay. Stevie Wonder, he's got a bit fat. Do you know what the problem is?
What?
He can't see.
Mylene's bra is being auctioned. It's up to
£2,750. Thank you. Norwich is the most badly behaved city in Britain, with up to half the population getting into trouble at least once a week. exactly. You're in trouble with whom and how? It would probably just mean all the men do something stupid and get in trouble with the wives, and all the kids will get in trouble because they're kids.
Yeah.
That's probably. Other sin cities are Lincoln, London, Canterbury, and Cardiff.
Interesting. David Cameron, the son approached David Cameron and said, "Okay, you've got our attention. Well done. We're normally a Labour paper. You tell us why our readers should vote Tory."
They never used to be, you know.
And he said, "Some readers should vote Conservative because we've got the right ideas for Britain and because I've got what it takes to lead our country. I work well as part of a team and on my own. I can do Word for Windows, Excel and PowerPoint presentations. I'm good at counting. I've got a C grade in maths."
What are his interests?
Sport, shopping,
socialising. Some kids have been given all weather jumpsuits so they can have lessons outdoors even when it's raining. You know, well, that's a bit sad, really. They've not got the classroom. I mean, teachers said they're better, they concentrate better in the fresh air. You go, well, fair enough, in the summer, when it's a nice weather, it's hardly ever rained anymore. It's practically summer all the year round. When it does rain, stay inside, do some cutting and sticking.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, the thing is, they'll get cold, even if they are wrapped up, and...
That one's cute, though.
What are they going to do?
I don't know.
I mean, it's fine. Wrap them up, by all means.
Make them sit in a puddle and do some sums. Cruel. If you want to buy some stamps, here's a tip. We should probably do this, in fact, for our business.
Oh, yeah.
Superdrug are selling them 5% cheaper.
Well, they did this before, didn't they?
Yeah, they're selling 400 stamps every minute at the moment.
In books of...
Well, I don't know, 21st plus is the example they give, but I don't know.
No, sure.
Maybe I'll get some for myself.
Sure, certainly.
Christmas cards, very useful.
Rape star free is a headline. The rape star is free. Celebrity rape star. Is that bloke from Emmerdale?
This is a horrible story, but I don't know why I'm reading it. It's horrible.
Oh.
And usually newsbooks are quite jolly.
Go on.
A window fitter tortured an Oxford academic to death so he could obtain her bank card details and steal cash. And apparently he was a glazer and he replaced the windows at her house. And then 2 weeks later he went back. She obviously looked like she was rich and inflicted a series of 49 shallow stab wounds on her, going, "Tell me your bank details." And then he stabbed her and she died. She's found 2 days later. And very sad. The thing is, he didn't even manage to get any money. He made 2 unsuccessful attempts to withdraw £300. And then he managed to get out £400 in the end. And bought some petrol. It hardly seems worth it. You know, and he had a job and everything. He was a window fitter. Must have been being paid for that.
God.
So that's a sad story.
That is pretty sad. I can't make a joke about that.
No?
I don't clean in windows.
Definitely even a joke.
It wasn't, it was just a
ditty. I saw an advert, sorry, it's just this, there's a digital thing page here. I saw an advert for a digital photo frame on the tube, and I didn't read it properly, and I wasn't sure, and it obviously it was just a picture, a poster on the tube. Do you think it moves? Do you think it must?
Oh, you put a CD in, and
yeah, and it'll just do all your photos. How cool is that? It's like Harry Potter come to real life.
Brilliant. That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah. If anyone is wondering what to get me for Christmas, one of them.
Yeah.
Thank you. The smell of freshly baked cookies.
Do you think people will send us gifts?
No. The smell of freshly baked cookies.
Be nice if they did.
It would be nice, yeah. It's always nice to receive, isn't it?
Tell you what, Michelle's a 34C.
B. 36C.
36C. I'm a 34B.
You want a bra for Christmas then? Oh, I'll tell you what, if you've got that voucher that I pointed out from Metro on Monday, you can get us the same, but different sizes.
Oh, yeah.
From the centre.
One for your wife, one for your mistress.
Yeah. The smell of freshly baked cookies has been wafted from 5 bus shelters in San Francisco and hope it will encourage people to buy milk to go with them. If I smell the smell of cookies, do you know what I buy?
It's cookies.
Yes. It's exactly what I
buy. The only reason we want to do...
California Milk Processor Board.
The smell of some tea that's a bit too strong because it hasn't got any milk in it.
Yes, good plan.
This is my story of the day.
Okay, you're excited about this, aren't you?
Yeah. Now, you know Madonna?
I do know Madonna.
She's gone from David Bander.
Yep.
And you know the dad?
Yep.
Well, now, you two frontman Bono has said, I'll give the dad a job. And my fashion label, he'd be a great designer. Yeah, YouTuber man thinks Johan would fit in well at wife Ali Houston's ethical clothing label, Eden.
I bet he ends up suing him for 10 years along the line.
I mean, how weird for this little tiny family to suddenly... One of them's constantly been Madonna, the other one's working for Bono making gay clothes, making sunglasses.
Giant sunglasses. Cowboy hats.
Yeah, that kind of
and
mood.
Robin Williams masks.
Yeah. I find that astonishing, but brilliant. I hope it happens.
Well, I'll tell you what, who's going to
just shows you never know what's around the corner.
You never do. Who's going to need a job with you two frontman Bono soon? Macca? Yeah, Macca's going to be off the rich list.
Is he?
Because of Macca. The divorce is going to knock him out. He's going to... He's currently the 65th richest person in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And he could end up tumbling out of the top 100.
Well, that's not right. He's a Beatle.
He'd be behind pornography publisher Paul Raymond on the rich list, who's currently number 90.
Where can we get a copy of this rich list?
They publish it in the Sunday Times. It's like once a year, though, so keep an eye out for it next time it comes out. I've certainly read it a couple of times, quite interesting.
So we could get the rich list. I mean, for example, you can get ideas about business plans.
Copy people.
Find husbands. That's it.
Those two things are most important. James Blunt has appeared on Sesame Street.
Kanye West has made some racist jibes. We didn't expect it from him.
Laid back, isn't he?
He said, if it wasn't for race mixing, there'd be no video girls. Me and most of our friends like mutts a lot. Yeah, in the hood they call them mutts.
Oh, so crossbreeds, does he mean?
Mudblood.
There's a picture there.
Yeah.
Of somebody. It looks like Martin. At this angle.
It's Matt Willis.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, nothing like Martin.
No.
Just from this angle, it's putting a face that Martin always pulls in a photograph.
It's like that from this angle as well, actually.
Yeah.
And in another picture of him there.
If only Martin were 10 years younger, possibly 15. Britney Spears smoking 30 fags a day. She's saying it's brilliant, it's helped to lose loads of weight. Bad example.
Let her do what she likes. She can do no wrong in my eyes.
What? Bond star Daniel Craig is amused by the reaction to his tight trunks in Casino Royale. He says, I've appeared fully naked in movies before, never got a mention.
Yeah, but that's...
They are really good trunks, though.
In the other films, it was his own body. He had a body double for Bond.
No, he didn't.
I read it.
You haven't seen the film, you can do that. You just stand.
You can do that. You can do anything these days. Kate Winslet has hit out against spending thousands on designer gear. She said, I'm not trying to be humble, but I morally could not spend £1,500 on a handbag. I'd rather spend it on school fees.
Well, that's interesting. Private school, eh? Terminally ill, Kirsty Harrod, 11. She's had a biography written about her. It was launched at Harrods yesterday. She's been born with her heart back to front and was given just 6 weeks to live in 1999. She's still out. She's got a book written about her. Now, she's 11.
I think you've told me all I need to know about her, to be honest.
I think that's it. I think that one paragraph is enough.
Or maybe
she need a book?
It was sad the end. She died.
Well, it was she
or
was born.
Or we turned her heart around again.
She had an operation. She had another operation. She went very well. She went to school. She was up again. And then she had another operation. I mean... But, you know, I thought it was ridiculous to say Billy Piper or Wayne Rooney's got a biography out, but this seems ludicrous. She's not even been on television.
What's more ridiculous is that she's wearing a peach suit with pink tights and red lipstick. How old is she?
11.
She looks ridiculous. The mother, you know those two kids that got gassed in their hotel?
Yeah.
the mother's finally spoken out about it.
What she said.
It's very sad.
Eddie Murphy and Mel B. He's apparently, they said, he split up with her this week. She's come back to England straight away. He's apparently been dating some other woman for 6 weeks. And then he's going, oh, I don't know whose baby it is. Dirty, dirty bugger.
Here are the two women. This is his new girlfriend.
Yeah, very glamorous.
Very glamorous, beautiful. She looks a bit like Halle Berry.
Yeah.
That's what Mel B's looking like these days.
Yeah.
It's a shame, isn't it, really?
I think she's a lovely looking lass. That's not a nice picture of her that they've printed there.
It's not, no.
But, she, you know, maybe she just let herself go. But I don't think it's a very recent picture either.
Oh, it's a bloody northern accent she's got.
The unluckiest birds in Britain, not us. A pair of turkeys were saved from a Christmas chop only to be killed by an opportunistic fox. I like the fact the fox was opportunistic about it.
She looks very young to be wearing a basque.
Intermissimi, it's a new shop by the looks of it.
Dirty underwear for kids. The riddle of the Queen's plaster. The Queen was at the centre of a health mystery last night after going to her birthday bash with a plaster on her hand.
Ooh, a health riddle. I wonder if she'd cut her hand.
How many fucking birthday bashes does she need?
Oh, that's ridiculous. It's ages from her birthday. Is it her birthday, was it?
Yes. Yeah. Her birthday.
Crikey. Any more news from you?
Hitler's Paris headquarters. Bronze Hotel has been sold for £10 million.
Hitler had a headquarters in Paris?
Yeah. Yeah. East France's National Debt.
Reginald D. Hunter is doing a run at the Arts Theatre at the moment. Quite a long run, really. I don't know how he's going to manage to sustain it, but they are doing a half-price ticket offer on the second day of the run. So... Maybe that's a clue as to how it's going, I don't know. But they've not called his show Pride, Prejudice and Niggers on this advert. I know it's banned from the Tube, but obviously other places aren't willing to print it. Look, this is one of the quotes. I mean, they've used lots of good quotes, going, he's great, what a stage presence.
Yeah.
They've also used this quote, nothing stokes the embers of my hate like Hunter's show, a black Bernard Manning. I remember reading that review, I think it was in The Independent, on Sunday. Hated it, so it was awful. And it was all jokes about him, you know, raping women and stuff, and it was horrible. Mm-hmm. But they've chosen to put that as if he's proud of being a black Bernard Manning. I mean, it's funny, it's a funny phrase.
Yeah.
But I don't like it when people, that's a design issue. I don't like when people put bad quotes on to kind of be a bit provocative. I think you're stupid.
Well, I don't know. It's risky business, isn't it? You have to kind of make that call. There's a cat that's a boxer.
Brilliant.
And weirdly, Carol Barnes got invited to go onto a Saga cruise to do a talk. And it was explicit sexually.
Really?
Which is just shocking.
What was the theme? My genitals, my girl.
Basically, 200 strong audience walked out as Carol delivered her X-rated talk in the ballroom. Her monologue during a cruise from Southampton to the Canary Isles and back was described in the Saga Roses newsletter as explicit, not for the faint-hearted. The warning was repeated to the pensioners before they went in. It included recollections of women who had been raped and abused. The 72-year-old woman examining herself, Carol Wright also spoke about saucy foibles. I don't understand. I don't know what her remit was when she went on the Saga cruise.
No, talking about her time as a journalist, probably. I mean, I don't know if explicit would be the way to describe it. More, you know, hard-hitting, perhaps. I don't know. A boy's been taken into custody for opening his Christmas presents early. He's handcuffed, taken to a local police station. But he's in America, obviously. the boy's mum, Brandy, said she'd acted to teach her son a lesson. Apparently he's been really naughty, generally. He's been in trouble with the police before. Mm-hmm. He's going to be in front of a juvenile caught soon, and he repeatedly kept stealing his Nintendo video game console from the hiding place. And she said, right, I'll try and teach him a lesson now before he gets carried away. So I thought, you start off going, that's ridiculous, and you go, alright. But then it's like, you know, if he's that naughty, don't buy him a Nintendo for Christmas.
Take it back to the shop and say, that'll show you.
Yeah.
You don't get it now, that's it.
All you're going to get
is a tangerine and three shiny pennies.
Yeah, maybe a walnut.
Walnut whip.
If he's lucky.
A paedophile got put in jail, and as soon as they locked the door, he hung himself. He was dead 3 minutes later.
Crikey, that's pretty quick.
Yep.
A Norwegian court has ruled that stripping is an art form. There was the Diamond Go-Go Bar in Oslo refused to pay VAT, saying, no, because we're an art form, and art isn't liable for VAT.
Striptease, it is, isn't it?
And they've successfully argued their case.
Well done.
Well done, Norway, for your progressive stripping views and your high taxes. Any more? For any more? What was your favourite bit?
My favourite bit.
Of today, yeah.
Of today. I'd quite like to work for Bono.
I like
as his handmaiden.
I like David Cameron's CV. Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll be back probably next week now.
What? Before we were talking about gigolos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we were talking, you said Jude Law, you'd like him to be a gigolo.
Yeah.
I watched him on the telly this morning. Do you know what's happened to him?
What?
He'd gone off.
Has he?
Yeah, he's reached that point from being attractive to being not very attractive. He's crossed the line. He's going a bit bald. He's too old to pull off the pretty boy thing anymore, but he's too pretty to pull off a handsome older man thing. He's just ugly now.
Oh,
so that was it.
You wouldn't turn him down though, would you?
Oh,
there you go.
You know me. thanks for listening. We'll be back again another time.
Probably Monday.